365. 365. Let's start again from the beginning, verse 1.
Especially associated with the life of my cousin, Brother Eddie Waldfogel. A lot of you knew him, I'm sure. I guess I thought of him again today when I just picked up the book and I looked at the back at this song that we don't often sing. The words are here, but not the music. And on the page right next to it, this whole book is dedicated to the memory of Edwin J. Waldfogel, who joined the Heavenly Choir in February of 2016. And I remember this song that we're singing, I think. Now, my cousin knew probably all the songs, and he knew them in German also. And he would sometimes start a song that you'd hardly ever sing, and he would then start with all the verses of the song, and we would get to join him on the chorus, because that's all we knew. But I think, and I might be wrong, I've never asked Susan this, she might know better, I'm sure she would. I think this was his favorite song, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. And the last time, while he was still here on earth, that we sang it, he wasn't singing, which was rather unusual, because to sing a song and not have Eddie sing was quite unique. But he was lying there in the hospital room, and he probably couldn't hear, couldn't speak, couldn't nothing, because he had suffered a severe stroke in his body, and it was the prognosis at that time, he's not going to make it. And they were going to, right after we finished the time together there, they were going to disconnect everything to him, for him. And I remember standing there with Matthew, Jeffrey, and Susan. Brother Kenny was there also. And we began to sing this song. And I don't know if it was Jeff or Matt that said, for Dad, one last time. For Dad, one last time. And as we sang these verses, all the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell, for I know whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. And I'm standing around this bed, and we're about ready to say our last goodbyes, whether Brother Eddie could hear it or not, we didn't know, and probably not. But I know whate'er befall me. Through each winding path that I tread, he gives me grace. He gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. And how thankful that it was Eddie's song, and it was his testimony. All through his days, his short ears, or at least his I would look at it, his short years, and too short. But he does all things well. And so who am I to say short or long? He does all things well. He knows the way that we take. And he is the way that we take if we're following him. And oh, I'm thankful that could be for all of us. It is. I trust so. We've heard things even this week of deep trials, difficult places. But God's mercy and God's grace, he does everything well. And maybe we see the well. Maybe we live long enough or could look back now and see, well, that really was well. That was good. I wouldn't have thought it to be, but it really turned out for good because it works together for good. And I can see that. And sometimes we'll never see it. But I know, whether I see it or not, I know that whatever befalls me, Jesus does everything well. And that's for you too. That's not just for Brother Eddie or for one or two here, but in all of your lives, our lives. The Lord, he goes before. I guess the thought was brought up by the organ when we were just before the meeting started about him leading us, him going before us. We can follow, and safely we can follow him. Into the darkest night, what looks like gloom and doom, we can safely follow him because he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. So we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And oh, thank God that, again, as was said yesterday or the day before, you can see in people's lives the reality of such truths. I'm glad they're not just words on a page that I'm supposed to believe, but I never see it happening. But these things are true because you can see it still today, repeated, duplicated in the lives of many of God's people. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I don't walk to the valley and die in the valley, but yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because he's bringing me through the valley to bring me up to a higher place. And there is a higher place. And again, the song before the meeting began, lead me higher up the mountain. Lead me higher up the mountain. But sometimes to get higher up the mountain, you need to go down a little bit to get higher up the mountain. I'd like to just go higher. I don't want to go down. But whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. Now, I wouldn't tell you this when you're at your lowest and in your darkest night because you wouldn't believe it, or would you? Would that be adding salt to the wound if you were to hear that? You know, Jesus is doing it well, and don't worry about it. It'll come out higher. Well, we got to know these things now. We've got to be convinced of it. And Paul was oftentimes when he wrote, I don't know about this, but when Paul wrote, I know whom I've believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able. Doesn't look like it, doesn't look good, my head's about ready to roll, but I know who I've believed, and he is able to keep the thing that I've committed to him. The verse that we read last night before the baptismal service for Bruce, being confident of this very thing. He has begun a good work in you, and he's going to keep working, and he's going to complete the work that he's begun. He does all things well. And thank God that he does. So it's really safe. It takes a lot of pressure off of you. I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to find the way. He's the way. The only thing I got to do is I need to follow him. Each step I take, I need to follow him, not lead him. Lord, I'm going here. Come along. He may not come. Lord, if your presence doesn't go with me, I'm not going. But you're going to go with me because you've given me your promise. And your promise is true. And so I'm thankful for this song, as maybe you do the same thing, but you sing a song and you associate it with a time in your life, an experience that maybe you've gone through or someone else that you know, and it becomes precious. Or maybe the writer themselves have written out of their experiences, and it's good to glean from these truths and these experiences and know that what the Lord's done for others, he can do for you. And he will by his grace. Let's sing that last stanza. It's 365, the last verse. All the way my Savior leads me. Start today and take the next step following Jesus. Don't worry about 5 years down the road. It begins right now. It begins today. Lord, let your will be done today. Help me to follow you today. Oh, Lord, lead me, guide me today. Lord Jesus, well, what would that mean? This morning, not this afternoon. Worry about this afternoon when it comes. But Lord, this morning, I'm following Jesus. I'm following you. Lead me. Guide me, direct me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I think a song that I associate with Sister Sarah is in the White Book also. Am I right? Sister Sarah, Jesus Leads. One of her favorites. It's in the beginning someplace. Let's sing it also together. Number four in the White Book.
Jesus leads, Jesus leads, daily finds. Oh,